Novena in honor of Nuestra Señora de la Salud, Our Lady of Health. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of Contrition. My Lord Jesus Christ, my Father, Redeemer of my soul, wounded and crucified, in order to give me health that I do not deserve, I repent and am sorry for having offended you. I come to you, my God, my Creator and my health. Because of what you are, I feel great pain in my heart for having greatly offended you. I resolve, Lord, with your grace, the amendment never to sin again. For this reason, I expect and I hope from your infinite goodness through your sacred passion and through the merits of my most sweet Mother of Health that you free me in this life from plague of soul and body by granting to me what I asked in this novena. If it is for your glory, amen. Eternal God, Creator of all things and Redeemer of the world, who through your immense goodness, you deign to grant us the ineffable gifts of eternal health through the fertile virginity of your beloved Mother, Most Blessed Mary, my Lady, who is our health, life, and hope. I humbly beg you, through the merits of this sovereign Queen, and through those of your passion, life, and death, that when my time comes, my heart may be detached from the things of this world, dedicating myself totally in loving you with most ardent love, in such a way that I may die of pure love of you, at your feet and those of your most pure Mother, and the saints to whom I am devoted, may help me love you and die. However, if you wish me to remain still in this valley of misery, I beg you, Lord, that you help me walk through the path of your chosen ones by following your examples and imitating the virtues of your most holy Mother so that I may merit to see you as the saints in heaven see you. And I also beg you to grant me what I request in this novena for your greater glory in the service of my Lady, health, and the good of my soul. Amen.
Sixth Day, the Purification of Mary Most Holy. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Consideration. Let us consider the profound humility of Mary Most Holy, walking to the temple, the Queen of heaven and earth, for whom every carriage of the sun would not be a decent chair. She, who is the mother of the supreme legislator, wishing to appear blemished, who is most pure virgin before birth, during birth, and after birth, and who surpasses in innocence purity itself, goes to fulfill the law. She also offers to the Eternal Father her beloved Son as divine image, as our likeness, and as that of the Word, so that He, seeing His portrait and that of our nature, may be pleased and may be moved with pity. And thus, on seeing Him, Simeon exclaimed, "Now, Lord, you can let your servant go in peace, because my eyes had seen your health." He saw it, and the whole world saw the sight of the purity of Mary, so that without the shadows of being blemished, the mirror of her beauty would be more pleasing to God. Reflection. She who is more pure than the sun purifies herself for you, and you with a thousand impurities refuse to purify your soul. Prayer. Most humble Virgin, Mother of Purity itself, celestial world that includes the immensity of God Himself, and because of your great love for us, you put yourself on the level of the unworthiness of other women. We beg you to make us so humble that we may not become unworthy of your mercies, and that we may perform exactly the divine law, that we may never separate ourselves from it. Purify our souls, infected by the horrible plague of so many sins. Purify the atmosphere that surrounds us, so that it may not kill us, because you have given us your Son, the health of the world. Let not your clemency regret of giving Him to us until the last hour, so that we may accompany you in the temple of glory. Amen.
Let us pray five Hail Marys in honor of the five letters of the most sweet name of Maria. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Closing prayer. Sovereign Empress of heaven and earth, Mary, Mother of God, inexhaustible sea of health, on whom all your children and devotees been their greatest consolation. All of us prostrate before your holy altars, we offer you our humble gift and brief tribute of the Holy Novena, and we would like to have the ardent love and fervent devotion with which the seraphs in glory praise you, and all the saints have praised you, and the just on earth, so that it may be pleasing before your eyes, and for the great benefits that we owe you. For all of this, we all give you endless thanks, confident that with your clemency, our sins may not hinder the love that you always have for us. never stop looking at us, Our Lady. If your eyes look at us, it is impossible that they will stop helping us. Watch over the Supreme Pontiff. Take care of the universal benefit of the Church, the promotion of the Holy Catholic Faith, the eradication of heresies, and for all the souls in purgatory who from the prison of fire implore your patronage. And finally, because you are our most sweet Mother, bestow on us all your abundant blessing and grant us health of body and soul, so that we may celebrate you later on in the kingdom of glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sa gitna ng dilim at pagdurusa, ang puso'y naghanap ng kalangan. Napapagal ang kaluluwa, tumatakoy tila isang ama.
Ipanalangin mo kami.